your feelings are evidence of where you are, not who you are. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. This is another installment of our Consistency 365 series. I'm really glad you're here. Thanks for listening. So often, we give a lot of weight to our feelings. And feelings are important. I don't think feelings are bad. I don't think feelings are wrong. However, it is so important to understand that our feelings reflect where we are, not who we are. So a couple weeks ago, I was right smack in the middle of our Strong Foundations launch. And there's a lot of work that goes along with that. And it was a holiday week, and I have three small kids, and there were several times where I was feeling stressed and overwhelmed. That tells me a lot about where I am, but I don't want to get it twisted and think that it tells me about who I am. It tells me that there's a lot going on. It tells me that there's a lot on my plate. It tells me that I feel like there's a lot I need to remember or many things I need to do, but it's not a reflection of who I am. Your feelings give you feedback as to what is going on around you. They might be telling you that, hey, lately, you haven't been eating super well. And so you feel a little more jittery and you feel a little more lethargic and your mood is a little down. It's telling you where you are, not who you are. Maybe your feelings are telling you that it's been a couple nights since you got a good night of rest. Maybe it's that you haven't gotten outside and gotten any sunlight and just not been exposed to people and you've been retreating a little bit and you need to get some fresh air and some sunlight and get moving a little bit. They're telling you where you are, not who you are. And when we confuse that and we take it on and tell ourselves that our feelings are about who we are, it can feel like we're stuck. And like we're not in control of making a shift and feeling a different way. But when we consider that our feelings are reflecting where we are, it's just giving us an orientation, a point on a map. So we know that we can move, so that we know what and how we need to move. When I start to feel overwhelmed and I look for where I am that is contributing to that feeling, it helps me to see where I get to move. Maybe I need to get a little bit more organized. Maybe I need to get up an hour earlier and knock off a couple of things that are pressuring me or making me feel weighed down. Maybe I need to really emphasize eliminating sugar and processed food today because that's a natural mood booster. And sugar is the ultimate bad mood food. Maybe I need to take 10 minutes and get some sunlight in my eyes, on my skin. Maybe I need to go for a walk and get some more oxygen flowing through my body. This is a time of year when depression and anxiety are at a peak for the year. And it's no doubt in part related to the changes in the weather, changes in daylight, different familial pressures, financial stressors, a million different things. But I want you to remember that your feelings are more reflective of where you are than of who you are. And start to take feedback from those feelings about where you are so that you can identify and start to look for how and where you can shift and move. I'll see you tomorrow.